last year, the fiscal hawks proposed $160 million of cuts to lower priority areas of the budget. Representative Kirk Talbot, a leader of the group, says those weren't considered until the mid-year shortfall. They'll try again this year.
We don't want to cut higher ed unless we absolutely have to. I don't want to cut it at all. But, you know, we have to see, you know, what this budget does, where all the bodies are buried, so to speak.
The General Administration announced last week it wants 19% of higher ed's funds to come from one-time money. Another leader of the group, State Representative Brett Guyman, has said he will introduce legislation to change the way budgeting is prioritized.
If you do believe that higher education and healthcare are the most, the highest priority things that we ought to be doing in this state, then we shouldn't be balancing and funding them on contingencies. We ought to be funding them with real dollars that are going to be available that we believe are going to be there regardless.
Under the governor's plan, the budget would use $424 million of one-time funds. Legislative meetings to debate the budget continue March 12th. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.